Biden flashes smug, toothy grin when asked about Trump being a political prisoner. By Hannah Knudsen on May 31, 2024. President Joe Biden flashed a smug, toothy grin after a reporter asked him about former President Donald Trump considering himself a political prisoner at his hands. "Can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir?" A reporter asked Biden after the 81-year-old concluded his remarks on Friday in which he defended the conviction of Trump. The reporter asked the question as Biden began to walk away after concluding his address. But after the question was posed, Biden stopped in his tracks, looked over to the reporters, and grinned, flashing his teeth. "Do you think the conviction will have an impact on the campaign?" the reporter pressed as Biden continued to smile. He then slowly walked away without replying, seemingly with his mouth still open. Watch. While Trump vowed to fight on, promising to appeal what he described as this scam, Biden defended the jury's verdict. "The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed," Biden claimed. "Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself. The jury heard 5 weeks of evidence, 5 weeks. After careful deliberation, the jury reached a unanimous verdict," Biden stated slowly. "They found Donald Trump guilty on all 34 felony counts. It's reckless. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged," Biden continued. Watch Joe Biden defends Donald Trump conviction, calls it dangerous to question verdict. Trump, however, laid out the facts of the case on Friday and all of the corruption, as best as he could in light of the gag order imposed by Judge Juan Merchan. His allies have also pointed out that the entire prosecution appears to be orchestrated. Related, Donald Trump speaks after convicted on all 34 counts, "This is far from over. You have the number 3 at DOJ leave the Department of Justice and hightail it to New York to go work with Alvin Bragg and be the lead prosecutor on this campaign," Trump ally Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, explained during a Friday appearance on Breitbart News Daily, asserting that the verdict was very likely predetermined. And then for Joe Biden to go out and say he was going to speak after the verdict came out. Do you think he would have been doing that if he thought Donald Trump was going to be acquitted or that it was going to be a hung jury? Of course not. This was not fair from the beginning. It was a witch hunt, Blackburn said, pointing out that Democrats still cannot get over the fact that Trump ruined their plans with his surprise defeat of Hillary Clinton in 2016. "Donald Trump disrupted their plans," she said, adding, "You cannot weaponize the government against an individual."